Thank you, Susie, and a very happy Christmas to you too. Track 4. What a performance! Two Norfolk performers starring in festive shows share their favourite jokes, funny places and first ever plays.
Joe Tracini adores pantomime. Pantomime time has always been my favourite time of the year. I have always loved it, said Joe, who plays Jack in this year's Norwich Theatre Royal Panto, Jack and the Beanstalk. I don't know what I would do without Panto. He even met his girlfriend in Panto in Norwich. We met when we did Cinderella in Norwich 3 years ago. She was villager number 4, the best villager, said Joe, who plays Buttons. Pantomime and comedy run in Joe's family. His father is Joe Pasquale, and he is thrilled to be back in Norwich this Christmas. Joe Jr. took the professional name Tracini from his great-grandfather. Obviously, Joe Pasquale was my original name, but that was taken, he said. What I love most about Christmas is being back in Norfolk. Norfolk people are lovely. Nobody has any time for anybody in London, but people always ask how you are in Norfolk. He was born in the James Paget Hospital, Galston, when his dad, who has recently moved back to Norfolk, was living in Hopton-on-Sea and performing in local theatres and holiday camps. Little Joe's showbiz career began early. He was just 5 or 6 when he appeared on stage in a professional pantomime alongside his famous father. For 10 years running, Joe Sr. was Peter Pan and Joe Jr. was one of the Lost Boys. Obviously, my dad has done panto forever, and he presented Peter Pan for 10 years in a row, and when I was a Lost Boy in every one. And then I played Peter Pan for about 5 years. I didn't enjoy playing Peter Pan as much because I always wanted to be the funny one. Joe also won a National Young Magician and Young Comedian title, and his acting roles have ranged from Hollyoaks to Spamalot. But despite being born into showbiz, his life has not been a simple and glamorous progression from child star to fully grown celebrity. Joe, now 34, has struggled with addiction and a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. This year, his book, 10 Things I Hate About Me, was published. It is subtitled, How to Stay Alive with a Brain That's Trying to Kill You. I feel like I'm watching a film of my life. It's like I'm not very connected to people and things around me. I'm very, very emotional. I feel too much, said Joe. Writing the book helped me cope. For a long time when I was growing up, I used to put effort into being funny, but something I've learnt over the last few years is that the only thing I should ever expect from myself is just to wake up in the morning and try to do my best. Doing his best has led him to winning the hearts of audiences and to a particular forte for pantomime. Last year, he was the cat in Dick Whittington and His Cat. I loved it. Everyone at the Norwich Theatre Royal was so kind to me and let me do my own thing. Because, obviously, panto is so traditional and I am not. They are very, very lovely in that they let me try and put a bit of a different spin on the character and give me a bit of freedom to play around with what people expect from panto. I'm normally the idiot, and in Jack and the Beanstalk, they've just made the idiot and Jack the same person. So I get to be the idiot, but also to save the day and be the hero. Jack is my favourite story anyway. I see everyday life as being like Jack and the Beanstalk at the moment because there is never enough money. I think there's an element of realness to the story, which a lot of people can relate to. A lot of people think Jack and the Beanstalk is about the beanstalk and the giant, but it's not. It's about beans and how something so very small can change the world. Panto matters. It's a very rare opportunity to get a room full of people across the generations who all want to watch the same thing.
Do you have any Christmas traditions?
Normally, my Christmas tradition is living somewhere else. But now, after doing pantos in Norwich, my Christmas tradition is being in Norwich, which is lovely. I'll take that.
When was your best Christmas ever?
2 years ago, my first Christmas with my girlfriend Holly.
What do you love most about Christmas?
I've never been a big fan of Christmas. I'm not a big fan of being merry. My favourite thing about Christmas is doing panto. That's another reason I love Panto. I'm not very good on the flagship days, Christmas, birthdays, New Year. I always prefer normal weekdays. It's only been the last year or so since being with my girlfriend that I've been able to appreciate special days.
What was the first Christmas show you performed in?
I played the partridge in a pear tree at my primary school. I was the opposite of top of the bill. I was first out and there for the whole thing with a cardboard cut-out tree.
What's your favourite Christmas joke?
I never really liked jokes. I'm good at falling over, though.
Jack and the Beanstalk opens at Norwich Theatre Royal on 10th of December and runs until the 7th of January.
Walking into the auditorium is breathtaking and an experience for the whole family, said comedian, actor, writer and director Ben Langley, who takes centre stage in this year's Christmas spectacular at the Hippodrome Circus, Great Yarmouth. It's described by many as a Norfolk tradition, and I can see why. It mixes the festive spirit with the magic of circus and promises to showcase great acts from all over the world. I'll be wholeheartedly supplying the comedy, along with my partner in crime, dear friend and host, Jack Jay. Ben has worked with famous names ranging from Cannon and Ball to Placido Domingo, wowed Britain's Got Talent judges Simon Cowell and David Williams with his Misheard Lyrics routine, and performed in front of the late Queen at Windsor Castle. He was also in Mackenzie Crook's television dramas, Detectorists and Wurzel Gummidge. He and his choreographer wife, Sarah, live in Tackleston near Wyndham, and they're looking forward to a Norfolk family Christmas with their sons, Elwood and Loxley, plus grandparents. It's a magical time of year, and this show fits in perfectly with my family life. I'm often away working throughout the year, but to be in a high-profile show and get home every night for a whole month is a Christmas gift in itself, said Ben.
So, Ben, do you have any particular Christmas traditions?
Yes, every year my very excellent father-in-law insists on giving an indoor firework display to all the grandchildren.
And where and when was your best Christmas ever?
Our first child was born on the 4th of December 2010. I was playing Will Scarlet in Robin Hood. And giving a newborn his first Christmas is magical, so that was the best. And particularly memorable for me, lending support to my wife when she was in labour, dressed as a Middle English tights-wearing peasant.
So what was the first Christmas show you performed in?
I was a star in The Nativity Story. There I was, a little four-foot lad, dressed in a black all-in-one dance outfit with a silver star sellotaped to each hand. I don't remember much about it, but it was the first time I found myself in front of an audience.
And what were the first professional shows you performed in?
The first paid show was a TV show, HTV's Robin of Sherwood, filmed in the summer of 1983, in a wood outside Bath. I have extremely happy memories of this. After the overnight success of the star performance in The Nativity, I was obviously in high demand.
Is there anything you don't like about Christmas?
Well, sometimes I feel the meaning of Christmas goes out of the window. I think we're all under pressure to spend money unnecessarily, but just a simple act of kindness and charity or a feeling of gratitude is enough. Showering loved ones with presents is great, but I think the pandemic has taught us that giving and receiving love and friendship is more meaningful.
So what are you hoping for in your Christmas stocking?
Oh, just sitting around the table with my family and raising a glass to the people who can't be with us would be just great. Oh, and an Xbox. Only joking.
What's your favourite Christmas cracker joke?
What did the snowman say to the other snowman? Can you smell carrots?
Where's the funniest place in Norfolk, then, and why?
Throughout Norfolk, we're blessed with some of the best festive shows in the UK. So my answer is any of these stages filled with marvellous comedic show people working hard to entertain us and endeavouring to give us the best festive experience. From the wonderful Kev Orkian at Thursford to Norfolk legend Ollie Day at Cromer Pier's Christmas show. And don't forget me at the Hippodrome Circus Christmas Spectacular.
Oh, no, we won't. The Christmas Spectacular Circus and Water Show opens at the Hippodrome Circus in Great Yarmouth on the 10th of December and runs until the 8th of January. Jack Jay and Ben Langley lead a cast of international circus stars in one of the biggest Christmas productions in Europe.